This is SBS News Easy English. I am Marcus Megalokonomos. The Taliban has taken control of the President's Palace in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. They have now declared victory over the government. It comes after 2 decades of fighting. The United States first invaded Afghanistan in 2001 after the 9/11 attacks. Afghanistan's president has fled the country along with thousands of citizens and officials. The Taliban says the group will soon name the country the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government is meeting to discuss evacuation operations in Afghanistan. The government closed its embassy in May and moved 430 Afghans and their families to Australia. Mr. Morrison says he is still discussing with leaders about how to solve issues.
Also working with the New Zealand government, I spoke to Prime Minister Ardern last night. The Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is speaking to Secretary Blinken this morning. We are convening again, we did on the weekend, about the work we're putting in and the operations we're putting in. The reason we went there was to stop Al-Qaeda and to prevent the mounting operations from there.
Mr. Morrison is meeting with the National Security Committee of Cabinet today to discuss those next steps. Human rights groups and Afghans in Australia ask the government to consider a special intake of refugees from the country. New South Wales has recorded 478 new local COVID-19 cases and 7 deaths. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says there is still growth in cases in Western Sydney. Marylands, Guildford, Granville, Yaguna, Greenacre, Mount Druitt, Blacktown and Bankstown are suburbs of concern. Ms. Berejiklian says the vaccines are working and wants more people to get the shot.
And it's important for all of us to protect our loved ones and ourselves by getting vaccinated. But please know that when you do get vaccinated, it takes 2 to 3 weeks for that first dose to take effect. So don't assume you're protected as soon as you get the jab.
Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is concerned about Indigenous people in regional parts of the state. She says Aboriginal vaccination levels are not as high as she would like them to be.
So just to be aware that we are working with the Commonwealth to increase opportunities for vaccination in impacted areas in Western New South Wales.
Victoria has recorded 22 COVID-19 cases. Police are investigating an alleged Melbourne engagement party. They are concerned an infected person attended that party. Australia has received 1 million Pfizer vaccines from Poland overnight. 500,000 will be sent to 12 areas of concern in Sydney. 16 to 39-year-olds who work in high-risk industries are being urged to get vaccinated. In breaking news, Greater Darwin and the Katherine region will enter a 3-day lockdown from midday local time. One new case was recorded, a man who travelled to the territory last week. He visited several sites before testing positive. An earthquake in Haiti has killed more than 1,000 people. Almost 6,000 have been injured. Churches, hotels, hospitals and schools have all been badly damaged or destroyed. The country is still without a leader after the president was assassinated last month. This is SBS News Easy English. I am Marcus Megalokonomos.